The long-awaited, largest-ever UK outdoor exhibition of work by acclaimed sculptor Anish Kapoor has opened at Houghton Hall.
Anish Kapoor unleashes granite, marble and stainless steel from gravity and makes it appear to float and flow. His sculptures, set in the grounds and hall of Houghton Hall, draw down the sky so that clouds float at your feet, or the heavens are held, reflected and re-shown in a huge disc. Heavy blocks of stone swirl and swell as if they too might bubble up and away across this lovely part of Norfolk. Britain's biggest ever outdoor exhibition of Kapoor's work has opened at Houghton Hall between King's Lynn and Fakenham. The exhibits include world-famous works such as Sky Mirror, which reflects and transforms the space around it, turning the world upside down. Elsewhere, Kapoor's dazzling alchemy makes polished stone seem to twist and grow, and pigment pictures turn flat spaces into 3D shapes. The 21 large sculptures, plus a selection of drawings and smaller works, come from throughout his 40-year career. The exhibition was designed to challenge and complement the classical architecture of the house, the bucolic beauty of the ground, and history of Houghton. Lord Cholmy, owner of Houghton, said, "Anish is a magician. His elegant reflective pieces throw back the world in mysterious ways. We are proud to have the opportunity to present an important group of Anish Kapoor's work at Houghton and are delighted to be able to welcome visitors once again." The exhibition was due to open in March and the sculptures arrived in early spring to be eased into position with pulleys and cranes. When lockdown arrived, they too were locked down. Of all the places in the world to spend the strange spring and early summer, it must have been one of the most perfect. But Lord Cholmy said it's been frustrating too, as he was so eager for people to see the astonishing display. "What a great show it is. It's one of the greatest shows he's done, and it's here in Norfolk," he said. It's been extended until November the 1st, and when Anish Kapoor arrived to see the sculptures for the first time, he reached out to caress the curved and polished marble of his creations. "The last time I saw that, it was in Istanbul," he says, feeling a sharp stone edge softening and disappearing into the interior of a curve in the sculpture Sophia, named for his wife. "It's not the first time he's been to Houghton. I've been coming here for around 25 years to visit David. He's always been engaged with contemporary art," says Anish. And he called Houghton's Stone Hall, in which busts of classical gods have been temporarily replaced by his new iridescent curved mirrors, one of the great spaces of the world. Anish had not thought about an exhibition here until it was suggested by curator Mario Codognato of Binham near Holt. "Outside, on an overcast day, wisps of cloud seem to seep from the grass as we approach a massive oblong of polished black granite. This is Untitled, which reflects the sky at its base, the black stone appearing to flex and float above it. Apparently, it's even more magical in the sun." It's exhibition curator Mario Codognato's favourite of all the sculptures. He suggested the exhibition after curating Damien Hirst's hugely popular 2018 show at Houghton, saying, "I thought Anish's work would look amazing here." Measures to keep visitors safe include pre-booked tickets with just 350 people allowed each day and strictly limited numbers in the inside sections. But most of the exhibition is outside in the beautiful Houghton Gardens and parkland. Anish Kapoor at Houghton Hall until November the 1st, Wednesday to Sunday, plus bank holiday Monday. Pre-booked tickets only are £16, students £10, and it's free to under 18s. For more information, see houghtonhall.com.